The entertainment you want. The information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A public memorial for Charlie Kirk has been announced for 1 week from today at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. The investigation into his assassination Wednesday at Utah Valley University continues. ABC's Jacqueline Lee is in Orem, Utah, with more.
The university announcing employees will return to campus tomorrow, with classes resuming Wednesday. Utah Governor Spencer Cox calling for unity as the nation recovers from yet another act of political violence.
President Trump on social media called on NATO members to stop buying Russian oil, saying that would stop the war in Ukraine, but that's not likely to happen. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has arrived in Tel Aviv. He'll meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today as Israel continues its strikes on Gaza. And at the end of his weekly prayers in St. Peter's Square, Pope Leo thanked well-wishers for their wishes on his 70th birthday. This is ABC News. Boeing's been hit with a $3.1 million fine from the FAA for safety violations.
It's the maximum civil penalty allowed under federal law. The FAA saying it found hundreds of quality system violations at Boeing 737 factory in Renton, Washington, and at its subcontractor, Spirit AeroSystems 737 factory in Wichita, Kansas. The alleged violations occurred between September of 2023 and February of 2024 and included the Alaska Airlines door plug blowout when the door flew off in flight. Boeing telling ABC News it's reviewing the proposed penalty and has strengthened its safety culture. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Last night in Las Vegas, Terrence Crawford made boxing history. His win over Canelo Alvarez made him the undisputed super middleweight champion, and he is the first undisputed champion across three different divisions in boxing's modern era. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Summer's almost over, but the heat is pressing on. If you've got battery trouble, stop by AutoZone for free battery testing. It may just need a charge, and we'll do that for free, too. If you do need a battery, we've got options starting at just $89.99, and we'll recycle your old battery for free. Now that's a strong start. Don't miss the end of summer sale. Now at AutoZone until September 22nd.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Prepare for a warm afternoon across the area. Mostly sunny skies and light southeast winds. Highs in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy and mid-60s. Monday, we'll see a few showers and storms. Partly sunny, mid-80s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 64.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Baby, what's on your mind when you see me pull up in your drive? Do you want to go downtown? Maybe have a little high dollar wine? Do you want to go out to the country? And maybe blow all our money on some sugar at the truck stop and some scratch-offs. See if we can get lucky. Oh, I gotta know what's going on in your beautiful mind. Baby, don't be shy.
7 come 11, baby, roll those dice. Do I make you feel pretty? Do I make you wanna lean back and kiss me? Do you wanna roll with me to the mountain, to the beach, to a party in the city? Do you wanna take in a Broadway show? Or maybe just lay low. I gotta know now. Do I make you wanna dance so slow? Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go flying down a two-lane road. Find a limb to hang your clothes. Out in the middle of nowhere now. But we can take it back downtown. You know I don't care now. Just wanna take you there now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow?
Catfish in early on this Sunday. Tucker Wetmore on the way. Tracy Byrd, Scotty McCreary. Yeah, what an hour we got rolling right now with your morning cup or whatever you're sipping on. Here's Luke Combs and Fast Car.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He live in the bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. Got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk.
city lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, we go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job, so I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better, you'll find work and I'll get promoted, and we'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house, live in the suburb. So I remember when we were driving in your car, speed so fast I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder, and had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, I got a job that pays all our bills. We stay out drinking late at the bar, see more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better, thought maybe together you and me. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car, speed so fast I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision, leave tonight or live and die this way.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Honey, they're bringing out a TV crew. They want to do a story about me and you. They'll be stringing up bright lights in the backyard. There'll be cameras on the shoulders. We'll be reading cue cards. Leave them long johns on the line. If the kids look dirty, that'll be just fine. They're gonna put us on lifestyles of the not so rich and famous. They wanna see us go hog wild. TV trays. They're gonna put us on lifestyles of the not so rich and famous. They wanna see us go hog wild over beans and barbecue. They wanna see my fair lane up on blocks. The holes in all our socks. Talking about lifestyles of the not so rich and famous. Sitting on the porch on a cool night, our champagne and caviar is an RC Cola and a moon pie. I'm talking about lifestyle.
knew you'd catch something today. Great country music on Real Country 1430.
Standing on the step, kind of feel like freedom. Malibu, one suitcase, short of leaving. You were the driver, I was the reason. There was mascara on your shirt. If I'd have known where that left turn was leading, you'd have seen me running in a rear view. Like you tied my heart to your car, turn the key in 3, 2. Take it back in 3, 2. One day call me baby. These days it's only 80 proof. You probably hate me. I don't blame you, I blame me. For that sunset till I sink in tonight. I'm just thinking 3 words too late. Damn girl, you're the one that got away.
Fan of Bed Bath & Beyond? It's back with a twist under the new name Bed Bath & Beyond Home, opening its first store in Nashville after shutting back in 2023. The parent company is testing the fresh concept before rolling out 4 more stores. Shoppers can expect the mix of bedding, you know, the bath goods, the furniture, entertaining essentials, plus the bonus of honoring old coupons alongside new deals. And for those not near Nashville, the online store will be open for business. You know, maybe they need to stop sending us those constant 20, 30% off coupons. Not that I'm complaining about them, but keeping that 20, 30% might have saved them from going broke in the first place. Maybe? Aha! Think about that, guys, but good luck to them.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built. Built on service.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. I'm Carrie Scott. Let's work together to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Contact me or Tracy Fairweather, your local Thrivent agents, at 715-672-5458. That's 715-672-5458. Or visit our office in downtown Durant to schedule a complimentary consultation today.
Constipation with belly pain that keeps coming back and back and back.
If your symptoms keep coming back, talk to your doctor. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C. Linzess could help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get 2 unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed. Which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
A station so good, you'll want to set 2 presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Oh,
as I sit here surrounded by people and lights, alone with my drink at the bar. You've been here forever, so clear in my mind. I just don't know where you are, but I know I'll find you. But girl, till I do, this is my love song for you. Let's hold hands on the porch swing under the moon, while the wind through the willows plays us a tune. We can lie on a blanket out back in the yard and wish for our future on a faraway star. As time after time, I press your sweet lips to mine. We can dance to the radio right up till dawn, till you drift off to dream in my arms. You might be hundreds or more miles away, just down the street, but there'll be a hunger deep in your eyes that I'll recognize when we meet. It might take hours or it might take years, but this is the song you will hear. Let's hold hands on the porch swing under the moon, while the wind through the willows plays us a tune. We can lie on a blanket out back in the yard and wish for our future on a faraway star. And you'll feel the passion as time after time I press your sweet lips to mine. We can dance to the radio right up till dawn, till you drift off to dream in my
It's 8:30. You're listening to Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Time now for Strength for Today, a Bible teaching message and ministry from Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Duran.
We welcome those that are listening via WRDN. We're glad to have you with us in our worship service. We're beginning our teaching segment of our time together. And we are in the small book of Philemon. It is after the book of Titus and before the book of Hebrews. And if you have a Bible and you want to follow along, we will be in Philemon. We're going to be looking at verses 8 through 16. So I'm going to read these verses. And if you have a Bible in front of you, I'd like to encourage you and invite you to follow along. Paul writes, "Wherefore, though I might be much bold in Christ to enjoin thee that which is convenient, yet for love's sake I rather beseech thee, being such a one as Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ. I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds, which in time past was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee and to me, whom I have sent again. Thou therefore receive him that is mine own bowels, whom I would have retained with me, that in thy stead he might have ministered unto me in the bonds of the gospel. But without thy mind would I do nothing, that thy benefit should not be as it were of necessity, but willingly. For perhaps he therefore departed for a season, that thou shouldst receive him forever. Not now as a servant, but above a servant, a brother beloved, especially to me, but how much more unto thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord. Father, we thank you for this little letter that's been tucked into our New Testament. And we pray, Lord, that we might understand what Paul was trying to communicate to Philemon, but not only that, help us to understand what you are trying to communicate to us through this letter. We pray, Father, in Christ's name. Amen. Now, the theme of this little letter that Philemon wrote to, that Paul wrote to Philemon is forgiveness. That's the theme. And but the word forgiveness does not appear at all in this letter. But it's the thrust of Paul's request to his friend, and that is to forgive a slave by the name of Onesimus that ran away, even had stolen some money from his owner, got converted, and now wants to return home to make things right. And so Paul writes this letter on behalf of this slave. And we have it recorded for us here as part of the Word of God. So he's seeking forgiveness for this slave who had wronged his owner or his master. Now, and your study sheet right there, in the introduction it says there's a vast difference between the world's attitude about forgiveness and God's. And this difference is highlighted and what we're going to look at within the next few minutes. The first way that the world's attitude toward forgiveness is different than that of a Bible believer's is for a Christian, forgiveness is a necessity. For a Christian, forgiveness is a necessity. The Bible, the world doesn't see it like that. They see it as something optional. It's something that, oh, I might do or I might not do. There's nothing that compels them to say, I should really, really forgive you. However, for a Bible believer, when he has been wronged or she has been wronged, they know that forgiveness is exceedingly important. Now, to harbor an unforgiving spirit is wrong. To harbor an unforgiving spirit is wrong. And I want to give you six reasons here. We'll look at them rather quickly here. Why it is wrong for a Christian to harbor an unforgiving spirit. So first of all, I want you to take your Bible and turn to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. And this was written to a church about 125 miles northwest of Colossae, where Philemon lived. But Ephesians chapter 4, and we're looking at one verse right there, verse 32. Ephesians 4, 32. And this is what Paul says. And actually, God is speaking to him and through him. He says to the believers in the church at Ephesus, "And be ye kind one to another, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." All right? So an unforgiving spirit forgets Christ has forgiven you. Why is it wrong? Because when you don't forgive someone, you are forgetting that God has forgiven you through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, yeah. So it's wrong for a Christian to harbor an unforgiven spirit. Number two, turn to Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and 15. Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and verse 15 here. This is part of the Sermon on the Mount. And this is what the Lord Jesus says. Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and 15. "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. What he is saying here is if you know the Lord and you have an unforgiving spirit, your fellowship with God is going to be broken. Now, you're not going to lose your salvation, but your fellowship with God will be broken. You remember what it was like when you have kids in your home, and Sally or Jennifer or Hannah, whoever, they do something that is not right, they disobey you, they're still your child. But that relationship has been, that fellowship, that communion has been broken. So it's wrong to have a forgiving, unforgiving spirit, because why? Because it ruins our fellowship with God. You want to put a dent in your walk with God, let an unforgiving spirit begin to fester in your heart. All right? And then Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, now in your Bible, verses 14 and 15. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 14 and 15. We have to work at this. We have to work at having a tender heart. We have to work at having a compassionate spirit. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14 and 15 says this: follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you. A root of bitterness is resentment. A root of bitterness is not forgiving someone who has wronged you. A root of bitterness is saying, I am ticked off and I'm not gonna forget this. And it's very interesting that the Greek word here for excuse me, for trouble means to harass. It means to mob. That's what that word means, the word trouble. In other words, if you want to be harassed and if you want to be troubled by your conscience and even by the forces of darkness, you open yourself up if you harbor an unforgiving spirit. Massive attacks from the wicked one. Luke chapter 15, two boys in this story, right? The prodigal son, hey, Dad, I'm leaving, so long. Takes his share of the inheritance, messes up his life, spends all his money, comes back a disgrace. The father receives him. The other brother does not, the elder brother. And he has an unforgiving spirit. The one who has repented, the prodigal, has a joyful spirit. The elder brother has a bitter spirit. And there is no joy in harboring an unforgiving spirit. We're staying right there in that passage of Scripture. Number four, an unforgiving spirit contaminates people around us. An unforgiving spirit contaminates people around us. You see, it says, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and many thereby be defiled, be polluted spiritually. You give a skewed picture of Jesus Christ when you are an angry, unforgiving, harsh person. You distort the understanding of other people as you claim to follow Christ and you are not following him. An unforgiving spirit contaminates the people around us. Many are defiled and they'll take up your cause, not understanding that it is your sin and your hard heart. Number five, turn with me to Romans chapter 12, verse 19. Romans chapter 12, verse 19. Romans chapter 12, verse 19. Number 5. Dearly beloved, Romans 12:19. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, or make room unto wrath. Allow God to express his displeasure. For it is written, why? Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Now that is a quote from Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 35. Number 5, it's wrong to have an unforgiving spirit because an unforgiving spirit is an act of revenge. An unforgiving spirit is an act of revenge. It's taking on an authority that belongs only to God. Only God has the right to punish that person. God says, vengeance is mine. It's not your responsibility. God says, I will repay. And God can repay far, far harder than you can. Just get out against God's way. Have a forgiving spirit. But an unforgiving spirit is an act of revenge on our part. Number 6, and Matthew chapter 5, 23 and verse 24. Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 and verse 24. Again, take your Bible and turn there. First book in the New Testament there, right? Again, we're back in the Sermon on the Mount right here. Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 and verse 24. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught or anything against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then offer thy gift. An unforgiving spirit makes us unfit for worship. An unforgiving spirit makes us unfit for worship. Oh, you're going to the temple today. Oh, great, great, yeah. And everybody knows you got in a tiff with your wife, or everybody knows that you're harboring some kind of resentment toward your neighbor, and you're going to the house of God to worship, and God says, it's a sham. Get right with me first. Get right with that person that you're not willing to forgive. You know, we have communion here once every five weeks. Do you remember 2 Corinthians chapter 11, what we're supposed to do before we take the cup and before we take the unleavened bread? Paul says, examine yourself. Because if you don't, and that is an act of worship, to worship with the cup and with the unleavened bread, you drink damnation unto yourself. Those are the very words of the Apostle Paul. Look it up, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 28 and 29. So an unforgiving spirit is wrong for these 6 different reasons. And there are more, but for time's sake, we're just going to stop right here. But there's a vast difference between the world's attitude about forgiveness and a Christian's attitude. The world says, well, forgiveness is optional. I'll think about forgiving you. If you're good enough, and if you can earn my respect, this, this, and this, then I'll take you back, and then I'll forgive you. That's not what the Bible says right here. The Bible says that unforgiveness is wrong. The Bible says forgiveness is a necessity if you're going to survive spiritually. I'm not saying you're going to lose your salvation, but man, you are not going to go anywhere unless you have a forgiving spirit.
Amen.
Number 2 in our outline here. For a Christian, forgiveness is different than reconciliation. For a Christian, forgiveness is different than reconciliation. Now, the world does not make that distinction. The Christian understands, however, that forgiveness should be given even if it is not sought. Let me just repeat that. The Christian understands forgiveness should be given even if it is not sought. And then we have a quote here from an individual, a Bible commentator, primarily a person that knows the Lord and a counselor. Michael Dye is his name. He says, forgiveness and reconciliation are not the same thing. Forgiveness comes from the one hurt by canceling the debt, D-E-B-T, by canceling the debt owed. There's no need for the participation from the perpetrator. Let me repeat that. Forgiveness comes from the one who is hurt. And the one who is hurt cancels the debt that has been that is owed him. And there's no need for the participation from the perpetrator. Let's take our Bibles and turn to Luke chapter 23. Luke chapter 23. We're looking at the crucifixion. And we're looking at verse 34. Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Verse 33, let's read. Verse 33, and when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his garment and cast lots. Jesus forgave these Roman soldiers for crucifying him. They were at the foot of his, and they were casting lots to see who would get what, that seamless robe or the cape that he had, and probably a few other meager artifacts he left. But did they say, Jesus, forgive us? Did they seek for, did they have any knowledge of the true and the living God? No! But Jesus forgave them. Jesus forgave them. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Turn with me, if you would, to Acts chapter 7. Acts chapter 7. And we have here Stephen in verse 59 and verse 60. Acts chapter 7, verse 59 and verse 60. And they stoned Stephen, verse 59, and they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried out a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. You know, he didn't say, God, remember this. Don't let this act, don't let this day die. Remember forever what they're doing to me as I am trying to be your servant and let them know who the gospel is and who Jesus Christ. No, he didn't say that at all. He said, lay not this. He forgave them, even though they did not seek his forgiveness, just like Jesus. Forgiveness and reconciliation are not the same thing. Forgiveness comes from the one hurt by canceling the debt owed. There is no need for the participation from the perpetrator. Now, number two in your outline here. Reconciliation occurs when the perpetrator apologizes and asks for forgiveness. Reconciliation occurs when the perpetrator apologizes and asks for forgiveness. Now, that's what happened with the prodigal son. Remember back in Acts, Luke chapter 15, he said, I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. He was seeking forgiveness. And that, my friend, is when reconciliation occurs. Now, there's a difference, again, between forgiveness. The one who is offended cancels the debt. But only reconciliation occurs when the perpetrator comes back and says, I am sorry. I apologize. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20 says this, "Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead," what? "Be reconciled to God." In other words, you cannot be reconciled to God unless you ask God for forgiveness. There's a distinction between forgiveness and reconciliation. We are obligated as followers of Jesus Christ to forgive those who have wronged us, whether or not they seek our forgiveness, whether or not they give us an apology. Now, is that the way the world operates?
No.
I'll not forgive him until he gets on his knees and crawls over broken glass 20 feet begging my forgiveness. That's not the way it works. We forgive because Christ has forgiven us. When Christ and Stephen prayed as they were being put to death, there was forgiveness for those Roman soldiers. There was forgiveness, but there was no reconciliation, was there? Jesus' forgiveness was real. Stephen's forgiveness was real. But did the people that stoned Stephen have reconciliation? No. Not until they forgot. Michael Dye said this, "When you forgive, you free yourself from those who hurt you, whether there is reconciliation or not. You release those who hurt you by canceling the debt you believe that they owe you." Let me just read that again. "When you forgive, you free yourself from those who hurt you, whether there is reconciliation or not. You release those who hurt you by canceling the debt you believe they owe you." Desmond Tutu, who was a pastor in South Africa, he said this. He said, "Remaining in the state of unforgiveness locks you in a state of victimhood, making you almost dependent on the perpetrator, the one who harmed you." You get locked into that mindset. I'm a victim. And you'll stay there unless you forgive. Forgiveness allows you to be released from a person or people who have harmed you. It allows you a new level of freedom. You're not dependent upon that person who hurt you when you were a little girl or a little boy. You're not dependent on that person who stabbed you in the back when you were trying to get a promotion. No, not at all. If you forgive, you can move ahead with your life. To most people, forgiveness and reconciliation, they're the same thing. That's the world's attitude. But we know that they're not, because the Bible says they're different. You can forgive someone when they have harmed you, whether they ask for your forgiveness or not. Know what it does? When you offer that type of forgiveness, it releases you from resentment, it releases you from bitterness, it releases you from a perpetual wound in your spirit. And second of all, there's a healing that comes from God within your soul when you do that. There's a real healing that God will work in your soul. Second of all, when you offer that type of forgiveness, it leaves the door open for true reconciliation. You know, as far as I'm concerned, the slate is clean. The door is open. I want to be your friend. And you know, Paul says in Romans, he says, "As much as life within you, live peaceably with all men." So we make sure we leave that door open. Now, in conclusion, as we kind of finish up right here, what we've looked at here, We've seen from Scripture, for a Christian, forgiveness is a necessity. To harbor an unforgiving spirit is wrong for six reasons. An unforgiving spirit forgets Christ has forgiven you. An unforgiving spirit ruins our fellowship with God. An unforgiving spirit injures our own spirit. An unforgiving spirit contaminates people around us. The Bible says they're defiled. An unforgiving spirit is an act of revenge. It has taken an authority that belongs only to God. And an unforgiving spirit makes us unfit for worship. For a Christian, unforgiveness is not optional. It's a necessity if we really are serious about following Jesus Christ. The second thing we've touched on and we've tried to share here this morning is that forgiveness is different than reconciliation. Forgiveness is different than reconciliation. Forgiveness is canceling a debt someone owes you, a wrong someone has inflicted on you. With biblical forgiveness, there's no need for that perpetrator to come and say, "I'm sorry, I wronged you, I blew it." No, that forgiveness comes from you, and it is not dependent upon that person that hurt you. Reconciliation, however, occurs when the one who hurt you actually comes and apologizes to you and asks for forgiveness. Now, that may happen immediately. That may happen a few days later. That may happen several or many years later. Or guess what? It may never, never happen in your lifetime. But true forgiveness leaves that door open for heartfelt reconciliation. So we're going to close right here. Under our conclusion, number one, clarity on true forgiveness is freeing, allowing us to move on with our life despite wrongs we may have suffered. Clarity on true forgiveness is freeing, allowing us to move on with our life despite wrongs we may have suffered. John MacArthur said this, "We are never more like God than when we forgive someone who has wronged us." Wow, what a statement. God, you don't know how hard it is for me to forgive him. You don't know how hard it is for me to forgive her. God says, "Oh, yes, I do. I have forgiven you, but I have forgiven people worse than you." We are never more like God than when we forgive someone who has wronged us. Now, here's two questions to answer. Number one, do I have someone in my life who has hurt or harmed me that I need to forgive? Do I have someone in my life that has hurt or harmed me that I need to forgive? Living? Or they may have even died. Do you have someone like that in your life? And number two, do I need to apologize and seek forgiveness from someone that I have hurt or harmed? Number two, do I need to apologize and seek forgiveness for someone that I have hurt or harmed? Living or dead? Now, I know I am asking a whole lot here, and I know that God is also. It can only be done through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Do you know him? He'll give you the power, and he'll give you the help to do that. Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for Jesus who forgives our sins. Help us to be like him. In Christ's name, amen.
You've been listening to Strength for Today from the Bible Teaching Ministry of Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Durand. If you have a question or a comment about what you've heard today, call or text the church at 715-894-7555. 715-894-7555. You're also invited to visit them on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m.